Okay, I'm talking with Coach Christensen, and Coach, how do you feel about tonight's game here in Hurricane?
Well, it'll be interesting coming back to the place where you've coached for quite a few years and playing against some of the kids that you help coach and whatever. But hey, we're gonna go after it. We think we got a pretty decent ball team, and we're just gonna back and have to scrap. It's on their court. The advantage has got to be really with them. But hey, funnier things have happened, and I think we're coming over tonight. I think the kids are gonna be ready to play. So we're just gonna put the uniform on and go out and get after them.
Hey, you beat them by 2 points earlier at home. Do you think it'll have an advantage as far as being here at their own territory?
Well, anytime you beat somebody, you can look at it and either the team that you beat can fire up and say, hey, they're not going to let it happen again, or they can say, yeah, they're always thinking, looking over their shoulder, hey, we can be beaten. So it can work either way. I don't know. We blew out to an early lead down at Pineview, and then they kind of crept back into it, and then they made a good ball game out of it. And then I think towards the end again, we end up getting a 3 or 4 point lead, and of course we let them score one just before the buzzer one to narrow it to two. But I think your home court does give you a little bit of advantage, but again, they've got to remember that we've beaten them once, and it can happen again. So they've got to have that thought on their mind also.
Okay, last game you had one player on the Hurricane team who scored 33 points. Have you thought about doing anything to shut him down this time?
Yeah, we were hoping they'll leave him home, and so he doesn't play. I don't know that you can really you can slow Kenny Last down a little bit, but I don't know that you can ever stop him. He's a fine basketball player. He's probably one of the finest centers, in any classification. He does some things really well, but we're hoping that we can maybe get a little more help and stop him from scoring quite at will like he did. And maybe make some of the other kids show us that they can score some points, because they only had one kid in double figures besides him. They had a kid in 10 points, and then it went from 10 to 33. So, we're going to try to see if we can, put some pressure, let them have some outside shots, and with pressure, and, sag and not give him seconds and third shots. And that's what he really hurt us on, is a lot of missed shots that he grabbed and took right back up for rebound baskets. And so we worked on that, and hopefully we can do something about it.
Okay, what kind of defense are you going to play against him?
Well, we're going to hit a little bit of everything. We've got some combinations of man and zone both, and straight zone and straight man. And what we're trying to do is maybe just try to keep him off balance a little bit. We're going to make some switches and changes. Over there, we press the full ball game man-to-man. We're going to look at a little zone press, a little bit of man, and then drop back into some zones and some combination. Hopefully, just to keep him off of guard, so they don't know whether we're double-teaming inside with Kenny, on Kenny Last, or we're single-covering them, so that they have to work hard, pretty hard to get the ball to him.
Okay, do you know who you're going to start?
Yeah, we'll go with basically the same starters we've been, with the exception of Andy Larson. Andy's home sick tonight, and he's not going to be playing, so we'll start Worthington in his place at a forward spot. We'll start Mitch Britton at a guard, and Rick Roberts at the other guard, and Bryant Hill at the other forward, and then Max Smith inside. And we've had a little bit of sickness, but hey, we've got some kids that's ready to play, come off the bench, and hey, we've got 10, 11 kids, and they're all going to get after it and play hard tonight.
Okay, Coach, thanks a lot, and good luck on tonight's game.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, we'll be back here within 2 minutes and the start of tonight's ball game.